Purdue's recent ag barometer came out, and the Purdue CME Group's ag economy barometer came out, and really kind of a little, I don't want to say depressing, but definitely a downslide from previous months. Talk to me a little bit about some of the sentiments that producers are feeling, and then we'll get into what that means for the overall ag economy.
Yeah, so the barometer score in October was 92. That was lower than 101 the previous month. And actually, 92 is the lowest that we've seen since about April. So the lowest of this planted crop season. When we look at what happened in October, it really wasn't the current conditions. Commodity prices stayed about the same. And we can actually ask producers about how they feel about the next year versus the next 2 to 5 years. The real drop in October was a fade in optimism and sentiment towards the future. The future expectations dropped the most. Those had been holding on really strong through the summer, even after the commodity price rally faded.
I mean, how does the election play into that? Or is that something that maybe was taken into consideration for producers as we saw the uncertainty coming into the November ballot and looking at that as well?
I think what we really saw the drop is coming to the it's the end of the year for producers, especially corn and soybean producers. We know what the crop size is. Farmers know their yields. The prices are reflecting of that. So they're starting to do the back of the envelope calculations, and they're realizing that it's going to be a very tight year. In a lot of cases, the yield bumps aren't going to be enough to offset the drop price. In the last survey, we did ask producers across the country how they felt about the broad U.S. economy. And when we asked them that question, about 13% said they thought the U.S. economy would expand in the next year. 23% thought there'd be a contraction. So we think that there's some concerns out there about where maybe the next year in the U.S. economy might be. So I think that might have translated more into thoughts about the election. I think, it, broadly speaking, though, there's uncertainty. There's uncertainty about how any particular change in policy might impact producers.
Let's talk a little bit about the farm economy. We're heading into 2017. Commodity prices really aren't great. Livestock prices have dropped as well. As a whole, what does that mean for farmers, and what do they need to make? What considerations do they need to take heading into making the decisions for the next growing season?
Right. So one of the things is we're going to have another tight margin situation. So producers, they haven't already. They really need to start working on that crop budget for 2017. Then you start thinking about what are your costs, what are your returns, and start lining that up with some financial goals that they might have. We saw a price rally this summer, and those were at levels that producers could have locked in some break-even or even profit levels. So it's important for producers to start that budget process early and really think about it. We've seen some improvements, so it's not all bad news. The cost structure has reduced quite a bit. Fertilizer has came down. Cash rents have come down. It looks like fertilizer's setting up to be down again in 2017, and that helps a lot. Brings a lot of the cost structure out for producers and starts to lessen the gap between break-even and commodity prices. It's very possible if we get a rally to $4, the crop budgets start looking pretty good. The Purdue crop budgets start looking pretty good. And that wasn't the case 2 years ago. We needed more like $4.50, $4.60. So that's been a source of improvement. So producers should start thinking about their budgets and start planning for 2017. It's not fun. It's a little sobering to do that, but it's important to take advantage of pricing opportunities when inputs maybe are cheaper, and opportunities to market the grain should there be a rally.
David, we know how to look at some of those costs that are negotiable or a little bit more variable. What about the fixed costs? How do we look at managing those and looking at maybe dropping cash rents and some of those areas where we can look at to maybe help increase margins?
Yeah, so we think about seed, fertilizer, fuel and herbicide as a big one. When we look at the total pie of all the expenses, it's half or so of all the expenses. So when we need to make big cuts, we got to make cuts in all slices. So cash rents, that's a difficult conversation to have with landowners. It's important to have that conversation early and think about ways to structure that. think one of the concerns that landowners are going to have is, how can I participate if there's another rally in farm income and commodity prices? So not only do we need to think about adjusting the level of rent that's paid, but maybe thinking about the structure and creating a rental agreement and rental structure that helps them participate in the upside. Family living is another one that is difficult to adjust. So we'll see producers starting to make changes in family living to reflect the lower price environment.
Anything else? Any other thoughts about the economy for 2017?
Yeah, so one of the things we talked about is a presidential election. So one of the things I think it's important that producers and agriculture keeps an eye on is ag trade. And this in this era of abundance, export is really important. The export markets are really important. About one-third of the value of ag production leaves as bulk ag exports. So it's a really important part that we keep in mind in agriculture, that exports are important. Within exports, our top three trade partners are Canada, China, and Mexico. They account for 44% of all of our bulk ag exports. So we got to think about trade relations. It's really important for agriculture. If we have a hiccup in one or two of those relationships, it's going to be felt at the farm level. So we need to keep an eye on the government's trade relations and their policies moving forward for that.